After a trial lasting just over 4 weeks, a jury has found Richard Satchwell guilty of murdering his wife, Tina. Tina Satchwell disappeared in early 2017, but 6.5 years passed before Gardaí discovered her body. She had never left home, but was buried under the stairs in the couple's living room. In his new version of events, Satchwell claimed he had acted in self-defence. The jury didn't believe him. We're going to go, first of all, this afternoon to our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell, who's been in court throughout. Orla, will you bring us through what's been happening today?
Well, in the end, Rachel, it all ended quite quickly. The trial began just at the end of April. The jury have been deliberating now since Tuesday afternoon, and they spent a total of 9 hours and 28 minutes deliberating. Now, they had just started this morning quite late. They started just after 11:30, and they came back with a verdict just before 12:30 after 9 hours and 28 minutes. Their verdict was unanimous. That means they did not believe Richard Satchwell's story about what happened to his wife, Tina. They unanimously found that he intended to kill or cause serious injury to her. There was no reaction at all from him. He sat there with his head resting on his chin as the verdict was announced. Now, he did leave the courtroom quite quickly after, when he got a chance. He was brought back down to the cells by prison officers. Tina Satchwell's family became quite emotional. They have been lied to. They were lied to repeatedly for 6.5 years, for more than 6.5 years, while Tina was missing. They were very emotional, broke down in tears. Her cousin Sarah Howard, sister Lorraine Howard, and her mother Mary Collins, and they became very emotional. They may speak later on today about how they're feeling.
This, Orla, was a very long-running case. It's more than 8 years now since Tina Satchwell disappeared, and the court heard from a considerable number of witnesses.
Yes, it heard from around 50 witnesses in the end. Many Gardaí, many people who had come across Tina and Richard Satchwell at car boot sales around Cork. That was their main hobby, their main social outlet, and a considerable number of Gardaí. It had been a very long investigation, a very long time before Tina Satchwell, for the truth of what happened to Tina Satchwell emerged. Richard Satchwell reported her missing on the 24th of March 2017. He said that he had come home from running errands on March the 20th, and that he had found her missing and that she had taken €26,000 in cash, their savings, with her. Now, 6.5 years later, more than 6.5 years later, in October 2023, Gardaí dug up the house in Youghal in County Cork, and they found Ms. Satchwell, her remains, buried under the stairs in the living room. The house had previously been searched in June 2017, but the court heard that this search in October 2023 was more invasive, more extensive. It involved excavating equipment, it involved a cadaver dog, involved digging up, going into the walls of the Satchwell's home, and it didn't take long before they found Ms. Satchwell's remains. She had been wrapped in black plastic. She was buried face down in a grave dug by Mr. Satchwell under the stairs, wearing her dressing gown, but because of the condition of the body, no cause of death could be determined. Now, when Richard Satchwell was arrested again after the remains were found, he changed his story completely, changed completely from the narrative he'd been telling for all those years. This time he said his wife flew at him with a chisel on the morning of March the 20th, and that she then collapsed into his arms limp while he was trying to hold her off with the belt of her dressing gown, and that she had been trying to stab him in the head with the chisel. Now, there were quite extraordinary details revealed during this trial. He told Gardaí that he held Tina in his arms that night. He then later transferred her to a disused freezer in the shed, which was not even plugged in. And later, astonishingly and very callously, the prosecution said, he offered this freezer to Tina Satchwell's cousin Sarah, and he later gave it away after advertising it on dundeal.ie. While her body was in the freezer, he travelled to his wife's relatives in Fermoy, asking them if they had seen her, and he then reported her missing. Now, when he told Gardaí about how he had buried his wife under the stairs, he described trying to make her as comfortable as he could, and it almost seemed as if he was describing how he was being so gentle and kind to his beloved wife, and you had to kind of catch yourself to realise that he was talking about burying the woman he had killed under the stairs in their home. He described it as a self-funeral. He said he got tulips from the local supermarket to put into the grave before covering it with concrete. And he even tried to tell Gardaí afterwards that the fact that some of her remains had been quite well preserved meant that he had done his job. He had made her as comfortable as he intended to. He had appealed on many occasions to the public. He had done television interviews, radio interviews. He talked, the court heard, to anyone who would indulge him, appealing for his wife to come home when all the while she was buried in their house. The prosecution described him as shamelessly brazen. They said his news story was a web of deceit as well, that his account was implausible and self-serving. And they pointed out that he was 6'2" in height, while Tina Satchwell was described as small, glamorous, 5'4", 5'5" in height. She weighed only 8 stone. And prosecuting counsel Geraldine Small told the jurors to use their common sense and experience of life. The jury obviously didn't believe Richard Satchwell was acting in self-defence when he killed Tina Satchwell, and their verdict, this murder verdict, means they believed he intended to kill her or cause serious injury.
It's hard to imagine how difficult the past few weeks must have been for Tina Satchwell's family. When will the sentencing hearing take place?
The sentencing hearing, Richard Satchwell will be sentenced to the mandatory sentence of life in prison, so the judge has no discretion, but he has adjourned matters for a sentencing hearing next Wednesday, and at that stage we are likely to hear victim impact evidence. We heard from Tina Satchwell's family towards the end of this trial. Sarah Howard, her cousin, sometimes described as her niece, and Lorraine Howard, who was her half-sister, gave evidence about the kind of woman she was, about the kind of, there was a lot of family tragedy in her situation, in that she had been reared by her grandmother, believing she was her mother, and was quite distressed when she found out that her sister, the woman she had thought was her aunt, was actually her half-sister. But they talked about how they'd gotten over that. They talked about the kind of glamorous, bubbly woman she was, that she loved animals beyond anything else. We heard a lot about the animals. She loved her 2 dogs and her parrot, Pearl. And Lorraine Howard said she would have described the relationship that Tina and Richard had as odd. She said that she would have described it as possessive in the past, but given the information she now had, she believed that Richard Satchwell was controlling and obsessive, as well as being besotted by Tina Satchwell, and that she knew she could never leave him. Now, we are likely to hear victim impact evidence and hear more about Tina Satchwell, the kind of woman she was, and her family next Wednesday.
Orla, thank you very much for that. Well, as Orla was saying to us there, over the years, Richard Satchwell gave a number of media interviews in which he expressed deep sorrow at his wife's disappearance. He also appeared on RTE's Crime Call, during which he appealed for Tina's safe return.
Tina, come home. Is nobody mad at you? My arms are open. This is killing me, Tina, love. Please.
Our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, first spoke to Richard Satchwell in 2017 and has followed this case closely. Pascal, will you bring us back to your first meeting with Satchwell? What do you remember?
I can't quite remember when was the first time I met him, but I do distinctly remember, I will never forget the first time I interviewed him. And that interview was the first interview that was played to the jury at the beginning of this murder trial around 4 weeks ago. It was the 26th of June 2017. It was exactly 14 weeks to the day on which Tina Satchwell went missing. And I met Richard Satchwell at his home. He invited myself and my cameraman, Martin Hartnett, into the front room of the house. And he spoke very freely then about how much he missed. He expressed deep sadness and anguish at the disappearance of Tina. And in a way, it was very convincing. But in another way, it was very disquieting in a way that just gave me a bad feeling in the pit of my stomach. That's the only way I can describe it. I would be, under normal circumstances as well, extremely reluctant to describe the physical setting of the house at that time. But it was just in such bad condition. There were animals roaming around the house. There was dog feces on the ground, I remember. And we just discussed it in the past week, how Martin Hartnett, the cameraman, nearly came a cropper when he slipped in the hallway on dog feces on the way out. We really couldn't wait to get out of there. And the interview that we did it across the road a few minutes later on the old pier in Youghal. And again, Richard Satchwell recounted how much he was missing his wife, but in a way he turned it around to be about himself. And I think we can hear some of that now.
To me, she's the most amazing person that I've ever come across. I'm just getting more and more worried. I find it more difficult to sleep. I'm losing weight with worry, struggling to eat. And I just wish, I just know somebody out there has to know something.
That was Richard Satchwell back in 2017. Pascal, there were several searches for the remains of Tina Satchwell when in actual fact, she had never left the house.
Yeah, that morning, we got confirmation during the trial, but that morning that I met him at his home on the 26th of June 2017, I didn't know at that stage that I was standing within feet of where Tina Satchwell had been buried under the stairs. The most significant search that took place prior to her Tina Satchwell's discovery in 2023 was in March 2018, as the first anniversary of Tina Satchwell's disappearance approached. And there were genuine hopes that this was going to be a breakthrough. Investigating Gardaí cordoned off the 40-acre Mitchell's Wood in Castlemartyr, a village around 20 kilometres from Youghal. Now, the entire area, it was a huge logistical operation. The entire area was encircled with fencing 3 metres tall. This fencing was covered in tarpaulin to shield what was happening inside the cordon from public view. And then you had members, as well as Garda search teams, members of the Defence Force, Forces Corps of Engineers, specialist search and clearance teams, search dogs, a Garda incident command vehicle was on site for the duration, and there were a number of port cabins and generators because it was early in the year, and the search went on and the activities went on there late in the night. But after 11 days, that search was wound down, the protective fencing was removed and public access was restored, and it's understood that nothing of evidential value was found during that search of Mitchell's Wood in Castlemartyr.
Pascal, many thanks for joining us on the line this afternoon from Cork. That was our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy.